Of all the things I worried about potentially going wrong during my wedding weekend, I hadn't dreamed it might be ruined by a giant metal house on mechanical chicken legs. But this was Winterspell, and honestly, I should have at least considered it. Honk, 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 honk. A chorus of angry drivers urged the house-sized metal contraption to move off the highway, but it was all to no avail. Egbert, as we'd come to know him after a hostile introduction in the spring, strutted and rumbled down the paved road on its stilt-like legs without a care in the world.
"Surely someone has fire magic strong enough to melt that thing down into a speed bump,"
Celine growled from the back seat, where she sat beside my best friend and maid of honor, Liana.
"Where are the sentries when you need them?"
Liana giggled. "I wouldn't mind seeing some of the fire sentries, especially Mr. November from their last fundraising calendar. Phew!" She fanned herself, her face melting into a dreamy smile. Behind the wheel of our SUV, my fiancé, Clint, snorted a laugh.
"Is that a real thing?"
"Oh, it's real. And your little love muffin bride-to-be was drooling all over it when this one brought her copy to the shop," Celine said, snapping the tip of her tail in Liana's direction.
My cheeks warmed. I was not drooling. I was just appreciating the, way the photographer captures the fire magic and the different colors.
"Right. And when I go to the fish market, I'm just there to check out the mosaic pattern in the floor tiles. Get real, Cora."
Clint chuckled and reached across the center console to pat my knee. "Don't make me regret inviting you to tag along," I told the cat, twisting in the passenger seat to shoot a glower in my familiar's direction. "It's bad enough I'm going to look like the ultimate crazy cat lady. I mean, seriously, who brings their cat to their wedding?"
"Checkers will be there, too,"
Celine reminded me, as if that somehow made it any better. Clint and I had decided on a destination wedding at a rustic resort in Stevenson, Washington. The Tall Pine Lodge was the perfect venue, with views of the mountains and a riverside location. There were hiking trails dotted all along the gorge and a plethora of outdoor activities for our guests to enjoy. Additionally, the in-house restaurant had a top-notch chef and an extensive menu to choose from. Best of all, their wedding packages included the services of the on-site event coordinator, Valerie Chen. She'd earned her fee and then some over the past months, as she'd helped me navigate the waters of planning a large wedding weekend for nearly 300 guests. Even under the best circumstances, I would have been out of my depth planning such an elaborate event. And seeing as how the bulk of the planning had happened in the midst of an extensive kitchen remodel at home, plus the continuing adjustment to running a second location of my enchanted candle shop, Wicked Wicks, I would have been dead in the water without Valerie's expertise and can-do attitude. But for all the upsides to the venue, there was one drawback. It was outside Winterspell and the magic world. The bulk of Clint's side of the guest list were non-magical, including friends and former associates from Chicago, where he'd lived for most of his adult life prior to his return to his magical hometown. A venue outside the magic realms allowed everyone to be included. But it also meant our magical guests had to be on their best behavior, especially the 10-pound cat sitting in the back seat. Goddess help us.